Kiyosu, Navchofa Malalaf. Kiyosu, Ula, Ula came, Omar, he said, he told them that Yibru, Ula, El, in Shiro, and Yisrael, they made El 30 days. Omar, Ula, Ula made a comment, Yodir Chavrin Bavloi, do our friends in Bavloi realize, my Tevusa, Abdina, Bahadaya, how wonderful we were, and we did them a favor? It sounds like as if the favor was only to benefit the people in Bavloi, didn't benefit the people in Yisrael. We'll soon see. My Tevusa, by adding a date to the month of El, and you pushed off Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, what favor did you do for them, or Yom Kippur? Ulama mishum yirakaya, or yarkaya, because of the vegetables, we'll soon explain what that means, and abach bachinam mishum mesaya, because to bury the dead. My benai, what's the difference? Ike benayum. But in other words, look at this. One person says if you have Shabbos and Yom Tov one after another, the vegetables you're going to pick, let's say on Friday, by the time Sunday comes along, it won't be fresh. So therefore, they pushed away, they made, they shouldn't have 2 days in a row. Rachanina said, because if somebody passes away on Friday, you won't be able to bury him until Monday. So therefore, we separated them from the covered HaMesim. My Benaya, both are basically a good, valid reason. What's a Chilik Nafkamin? At the end of the day, it's the same outcome. Yikam Benaya, the difference would be Yom Kippurim Shecholi as Achas Shabbos. If Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday. Man Damer Shem Mesai, because the dead were worried, and therefore Avrinim, we're going to make a 30-day Chodesh to make sure Yom Kippur falls out on Monday. When it comes to Yom Kippur vegetables, who eats vegetables on Yom Kippur? Nobody does. When are you going to eat vegetables? On Yom Kippur. So pick them on Yom Kippur. Go pick them. It's a bit uncomfortable. Okay, it's uncomfortable. But we're not going to add a date to the month incorrectly just to make just to fit your comforts. Well, the one who says because of vegetables, the one who says vegetables, he doesn't agree that you have to worry about covered HaMesim. So even though Al's vegetables, Yom Kippur is not a reason to add another day, but he's still worried about the dead. So what's the difference? You're right. Talking about El Ika Benai, you know the difference would be in a case everyone agrees that we're worried about Mesim. In a case we're not worried about vegetables. How? Or Ika Benai, Yom Tov has Sabach L'Shabbos. Well, this is, we're worried about the following case. If let's say Yom Tov falls down on Shabbos, not Yom Kippur, but let's say Sukkot or Shana falls down on Friday or on Sunday. On Sunday, Bain from the Bechera. Is Mandam of Shemirkai vegetables? You can't pick vegetables on Yom Tov. It's 2 days, consecutive days. We have no way to preserve it. So therefore, we're going to make an extra day in the month so we can push off Yom Tov to bring it, to Monday. Abel Mavrin will add a day. Abel Mandam of Shemirkaiah, what happens? Shabbos and Sunday. Somebody passed away on Friday. You want me to bury until Monday? No, you can't. We learned already. You can bury on the first day Yom Tov with Goyim. Efshe Ba'ami, you can bury with Goyim. You can bury them with goyim. So therefore, we're not going to add an extra day to the month for that reason. Freddy Gemara Lamando Meshim Say, okay, the one who said we're worried about the covered ames. Obla Abel Shekai, he still has to make a 30-day month because he also has to worry about the vegetables. No, he... make fresh. You want fresh for Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know fridges. Yeah, we'll go all become dry and everything. Efshe, he said, no, you know, he doesn't believe that vegetables is a good excuse. You know why it's not a good excuse? Because Efshe b'chamime, you could put it in warm water and it'll keep it fresh. Or even if it's not fresh, you put it in warm water, it rejuvenates. Okay, everything makes sense you say right now. However, why are you saying you're doing a favor to the people in Bavel? Why aren't you doing a favor to the people in it as well? Why are you saying only for people in Bavel? After the dunami, also they also benefit that they can bury the mason or the vegetables should be healthy. He must have been interesting. Ledi done here in Babel, Chavilon, Alma, it's much hotter than Eretz Yisrael, flat lands, lowlands, very, very hot. So therefore, the basin, they decompose a lot quicker. And therefore, the fruits and vegetables, they don't stay as fresh as long. So we're worried, and therefore, it's a benefit to us. Ledi do le Chavilon, it's all, there's no benefit whatsoever. And it's hard to understand. So they added a month only for Goyle, not for Israel. A day. They added a day for the month. According to Israel, you wouldn't need an extra day in the month. But because in Bavel, they need an extra day, they added a day to the month. So
because someone wanted fresh fruits and vegetables.
Okay, but that everyone.
Yom Tov, the mitzvah to eat. You have to have, yeah. Yeah, but it's interesting that we did it just for Bavel.
How many actually die every day?
Every single person.
Dies every day before
every
Yom Tov.
Okay.
Okay, so you'll have one death in 10 years.
Okay.
So we push off a day for every day.
Yeah, I'm saying it's interesting you're doing it not for Yisroel, you're doing it for Chutzlar. Even though Yisroel is the only place you can decide when you should make an extra month, they look at Chutzlar and see if they need it, we'll do it for them. And we even though we have no benefit, so look how everything's interconnected. Yisroel, Chutzlar, it's all... I would have thought, just like you make a leap year when necessary. You make a leap month when it's necessary. You would have thought you'd do that, for example, for the vegetables and all that. You see the moon, you got a mekadosh. I don't know cheshbainis. How's that fit in?
I thought that's why we have an Ibu yard.
If it's a one day difference, then we add a day to the month. If it's 2 days, then we add a month for the year.
That's the Mekadosh Oviv.
Yeah. The Gemara mentions it later, and it's also the whole sugi is in Sanhedrin. If you give them that here. But Gemara mentions it later. Amar says, Rabbi, you misunderstood. Like Kasha. It's not a question. Kan le'abrei and kan le'kache. What do you mean? There's a difference if we're making the Chodesh the 30th day of the month or the 31st. Yochel, I would have thought, Kishem, Shema Avrines Hashana Vesa Chodesh L'Tzoydech. I would have thought that since you make a leap year, and the Chodesh when you're necessary, Kach Mekachin as a Chodesh, I would have thought that since that also we would say, in other words, we would have thought that just like sometimes we add a day to the month if we need it. Maybe sometimes we should bring a day forward, even though the Eidim didn't see the moon. We should bring a day forward and say this is Rosh Chodesh. Just like we delay it, we add a day sometimes to the month because we need to certain days to fit, like Yom Tov night, make sure to fall on a Sunday. Maybe we should sometimes subtract a day from the month in order for the same reasons. We would have thought so. Talmud Leimer HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem. In other words, you want to make up a story. You want Aiden to come in and say, we saw the new moon, and it wasn't true. That's what's in the Pasuk. Kazer Eva Kadesh. You got to actually see it. Sometimes we threaten the Eidim, we shut them up, we silence them, they shouldn't say that they saw the moon in order for us to be able to add another day so we can have a 30-day month. But the Eidim never threatened the Eidim to say that they saw the moon when they didn't. That we don't do. But it's nothing to do with what we're saying. Here we're saying is we're adding a day to the month so that Yom Tov should not fall on a Sunday because of the Mesim and the vegetables. That's not a problem. The problem, what he says over here is what you don't do is if we decided that if Yom Tov falls out on Sunday, we want to take off a day to make it fall on a Shabbos, that we're not going to do.
What he's saying is that really bad by the turning up, and by God's choice, you've got to make the 31st day of Shabbos.
No. Aiden came to us.
In normal things, if Aiden don't turn up on the 30th,
we still have to hear them. We have before. It's a mitzvah to Eva Kadesh. Yes, that's what we're learning now. Go to the Mandomer.
Okay, but by definition, the 31st becomes a Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, but we still have to go through the motions. Yeah.
But what he's really saying is that when they turn up on the 30th and you don't want it to be the Rosh Chodesh, that's when you be Ma'ayim.
That's the halacha, yes.
If that didn't turn up on the 30th because you wanted to make it a day earlier, you can't be Ma'ayim. There's no Eidim to be Ma'ayim.
Two people, you call in two people, you make up story. You call in two people and say we're supposed to obey that day, so you do that. Call in two people off the street and say, I need two Eidim. Say you just saw the moon last night, even though you didn't see the moon. Why? Because Yom Kippur falls on a Friday, so if we make it a 29 day month, we'll bring Yom Kippur to Thursday. Let's do that. We don't do that. That's this opinion. Says the Gemara, Vashalach le Rabbi Yudin Rabami, didn't Rabbi Yudin Nasi send the Rabami? Taisa says there were two Rabbi Yudin Nasi, it's not the same one that we are having more of it, it's on other places. Have a Yodin, you should know, should call Yomav Shirabi Yechanan, an entire lifetime of Rabbi Yechanan, Hayim Elam Deinu, he taught us. Ma'aymin ala Eidim ala Chayde, Shaloini Rabizmani, Likacha, Avabishle Rau, make up a story. Shaloiro, Yaim Rurainu. The Mephadish Rabbi Yechanan said that they were calling two people off the street and say, guys, tell us you saw the moon last night, because we need to make a 29
minutes.
He told them the answers before he gave a paper with all the answers.
If you tell them to say it, or you stop them, you threaten them,
the whole thing, it's all false. Yeah. Because Atem Afil Eidim Kazer Eir Kadesh, and all you do is rely on Eidim, so we tell Eidim to make a story.
So you go through the motions.
Because there's Atem Afil Mishagin, Atem Afil Mezidin.
But in the Torah it says not to give false Eidim.
No, but here the Torah says clearly by Atem, we learn now, we'll see later, that Afil Mezidin, you know that it's not the right Eir Kadesh, but we have the right to do it. We have a license.
According to this time,
yeah. He says, that was a grandson of Yudan Nasi. Rabbi Nasi is the Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. It's like a generation further. Because here, okay. Let's get back to it. Oh, the Abaye is Abaye, like Kasha. It's not a Kasha. Ha, Benisin. We'll give two answers. The Abaye's answer is Ha, Benisin Vetishrei. That by Nisan Vetishrei, we would make up stories. And Ha, B'Shayachi. All the other months, we would not make up stories, but Nisan Vetishrei, we would make up stories. Because since the Yom Tevim, those are only two. Why would we make up a story? Because let's say Yom Kippur falls out on Friday, so we want to bring it forward to Thursday to give people a break between Yom Kippur and Shabbos. So, you know, for the Yom Tevim, which months have Yom Tevim? Only Nisan and Tishrei. So only Nisan and Tishrei are we allowed to lie and say, Aiden, make up a story. But not the other months. Not all the other 10 months. Yeah, that doesn't bother us. You never made up a story in your life?
Not for a court. Not for a judge.
No, the judge is telling you make up the story here. What do you do that?
I want you to tell me Aedis, which is entirely concocted.
So, Vaita, Robert gives another answer. How did Tony Rabba Shmuel? He said that this is what Rabba Shmuel said. Is a Chedimi. This is what Chedimi that says that it's always fixed 1 month here, 1 month there. It's always fixed. Remember we had before that you don't play around with the months. It's always one molly, one chasse, one molly chasse. Ain bein rishon rishon el dal yom bavad. We measure yipi erik since others 29 days and chamisha 5, and therefore that's when we say you never change the stories around. But when we do, but if you don't follow the pinach chayim, of course you change the stories around. You make up stories, you go back and forth and so on. Says in Moravait Ravdimi min doy mas ibcha healing pum faket ma'ay min alach eidim. We silence the witnesses, or we scare them, intimidate them. If they didn't see it in time, make up the story and say you saw it. But if we do not silence Edim that saw it, in other words, if Edim come and they said they saw the 30th, we will not. No, this is just opposite what I said before.
Intimidate them.
Yeah. So if they come along and they didn't see it the 30th day, we need to concoct a story, say, spin a yarn that you saw it last night. But if they actually did see it, and we're not going to tell them something you saw, don't tell us. Why not? What's the logic in that? My timer, why? Hi, Mechzik HaShikra, Hi, Mechzik HaShikra. If you saw it, other people saw it. And they also, the new moon, how can the Bezen not declare it as Chedish? It looked like a mockery. So people are going to laugh. But if nobody saw it, and then Bezen comes along and says there was a new moon, how did they? Nobody knows. Maybe Taka, somebody spotted it somewhere. You're on top of a high mountain, tall mountain, and you'll be able to see it. So therefore, it doesn't look like a Korvatulia. Omar Shmuel, who was an astrologer, once made a comment. He once said that he knew all the stars of the sky, like the backyards of Nehudoi. He also made another comment. Yachilna litkuni lekulagayla. I can make a calendar for the whole world, and nobody will need to worry about Edim anymore. He didn't do it, he'll end up doing it. But he said he could have done it. Machlek is a shiny. When did it actually stop using Eidim? Was it a Bayi Rav, or was it even later than that? Machlek is an Amal and others. Omale Abba. Avod Rab Simloi. So Abba, who happened to be the father of Simloi, went to Shmuel. Shmuel is such a wise guy. You think you know everything? Let me ask you a question. Yodam Malhai Milsa, do you know this following Braisa? He says you know everything about you know how to make a calendar. So obviously you know everything about it. Tell me. The Tanya we learned Besoy de Iber. Rashi has a group of Braises that were written in cryptic way. Because we learned before another Gemara in Shabbos that the Chachma was given only to Yidden was the Chachma of Mazolas and how to work out the calendar. And even the other people had their own calendar, but our way of doing the calendar, we didn't tell anybody. Beside the Ibo, the secrets of how do you make the calendar, this is what the Bais says. The difference of Neilet Kaidim Chatzais and Neilet Achatzais. When did the new moon come? In other words, there's a new moon. The new moon is that you cannot see the new moon because the sun is, let's say, over here, and there's a moon and there's the earth. How do you, this is what we can, what do you call it? Because the moon facing us is completely blocked, the sun is always on the other side, we see nothing because there's nothing to see. So that's called the birth of the new moon, the Moilu, that's the Moilu. And so the Braiser said it depends when we're going to decide as Chedesh is if that Moilu is before Chatzais or after Chatzais. What does that mean?
So the Moilu is when the moon disappears completely. Or when it first becomes visible?
No, completely disappears. That. Well, so thinking about 6 hours. Those 6 hours, when it completely disappears, that's when that's called the Moilu.
The beginning of that 6 hours or the end of that 6 hours?
Beginning of 6 hours. Amalei.
Funny because they ask, where did you see it? One of the things they ask the Aiden
is, we'll see how it works.
At which point in the sky did you see it? It's nothing to see.
No, you can see.
What you're reporting that you saw is that you didn't see anything.
We'll see. The Gemara was going to explain you. The Reish Lakish learns. The Gemara explains that 24 hours, nobody can see the sun. Right? The new moon. Because the moon, it depends. The 6 hours that nobody can see. There's 18 hours. The moon rises. This is how Rashi explains the Gemara. The moon rises on the east side, on the east of Eretz Yisrael. So if you're in Eretz Yisrael, which is the west of that, 18 hours before already, you cannot see the moon anymore. And then next 6 hours, you can't see. 24 hours, but 18 hours of the old man and 6 hours of the new man, you cannot see. Then afterwards, you can start seeing. In Babel, the other way around. In Babel, where they're much more west. So the 18 hours that Israel, much more east, I mean. So the 18 hours that Israel cannot see, they can see. But the next 18 hours, they don't see. So they don't see, none of them see 24 hours. Israel is the old 18 hours, and Babel is the new 18 hours. So therefore, in Israel, they can see the new moon fast. They lose the old moon faster than the Babel, but they see the new moon a lot quicker than Babel. They see it a lot quicker. They're able to see, right after 6 hours. So we're saying here now that it depends if it's before Chatzos or Achzos. What does it mean? Amalei, so Shmuel said to them, Loi, I don't know what that means. I've never heard of it before. Amalei, so the Abba Avud of Shmuel said, Midahala Yadamah, Ikimilachi Yosla Yadamah. If you don't know this, you probably a lot of other things you don't know. So why in the world, who gave you the right to make yourself an expert? Yeah, exactly, make a calendar. However, many years later, Kisolik Rab Zeda went to Eretz Yisrael. First, he started out in Babel and went to Eretz Yisrael. And he fasted, remember, 100 days to forget everything. Shalach Lu, he sent a letter to the people of Babel and explained a few things. He said to them, Tzarich number one, Tzarich Shiye Laila V'yayim Min HaChadosh. We need that the night and the day should be all after the new moon. After the Meilid, you should have the night. No, the Meilid has to take place before night. If the Meilid took place after it got dark, you don't have then a full 24 hours of the new moon. It can't be the Shchedesh. The Shchedesh will be the next day. That's number one. V'zu she'amar Abba Avud Rabbi Samlai. This is what Abba Avud Rabbi Samlai said. Mechashvin es Chodosei. We work out when the Meilid is. Meilid Kedim Chatzais. It was born before Chatzais. Remember I told you 6 hours. This is the beginning of 6 hours. But you, since now you start counting 6 hours, and it's a stroll after 6 hours, you'll see. So if the mail is before Chatzai, then you know before 6 o'clock tonight, and it's a stroll, the moon will start appearing. A dot, but it'll start appearing. So then we know that it's possible for Aiden to see the new moon today, and it could be Rosh Chodesh today. But if the mail was after Chatzai, it's impossible for anyone to see the new moon today, because 6 hours, no one can see. So therefore, we know Rosh Chodesh will be tomorrow. So neither kaid mechatzay be do what we know she need a summer lishkid chama. It will be seen before shkid chama. Abelay neither kaid mechatzay. But if it's not before chatzay, be do what shalay need a summer lishkid chama. You won't see before shkid chama. Lamay nav kamina. Amar Rav Ashi, what's nav kamina? If they come, they come. They don't come, they don't come. No, nav kamina is lachushi sadi. If two witnesses come and they said we saw today the new moon, we know that they're lying because we know that the 6 hours would have ended after the shkia. It's the next day already. If they said that we saw today sometime. That we saw before Shki, let's say we saw the moon, we know it's impossible because since the Meilid, according to our calculations, after Chatzais, you got to wait 6 hours. It's impossible. And this Natisha is a half day, is, you know, is equal day. But talk about this Natisha now. We'll see later the Machlech it was.
So Nisan and Tishrei, which we said is so important, that's because those are equal measurements. Because
there the day is 12 hours, 12 hours, more or less.
Yeah,
both of them.
We gave before a different reason. Nishan Tishrei was
for the Ma'idah then, but that's Tavim. Yeah. But that's when it's most critical. And here it's Omer Rab Zeira, Omer Rab Nachman. Now he goes further. Omer Nachman Chav Dalit Shoy 24 hours Mechasi Sira 24 hours. Nobody can see the moon. Ledi Dan in us in Babel Shisma Atika. The 6 hours from the old one we cannot see. The Tamni Srei Mechalaton 18 hours from the new one, like I just explained to you before. Because the moon rises in the east, so they see Mamash till the very end, till it sets. But the first 24 hours, they don't see. However, in Yisroel, Sheet Mechalta, because they're in the west, they already start seeing it. It's a little bit more an angle, so they start seeing it 6 hours after the Meilid. But Tamni Srei Matika, 18 hours before they can't see.
It's the other way around, isn't it? They first see the 18 hours of the old moon.
Who's they?
It's
no, they cannot see the old moon because the moon ray disappeared. It's coming up from the east side, the moon ray disappeared for them.
But what I'm saying is they first have the 18 hours of the
Yeah, 18
moon.
Hours. Not of,
and
not
as it passes over, it goes more to the west.
That's right. They're able to have an angle. Exactly. So the first thing they don't see, and after they can see. Lamayinav come in again. What are you telling me with these rules? They come, they come. We know they all made the calculations, and then witnesses came in. They already knew more or less what's supposed to happen. And then the witnesses tell stories. They know if they're fibbing or they're telling the truth.
Why would they do this?
Well, Zdukim or by Susim had an interest. Otherwise, they made a mistake, maybe. Could be a mistake.
You also think that the Moilus is. You can just see it first.
No, Moilus can't see it all. Zero. That's what's called with birth. It's a birth because it's a regenerating. Yeah, renewal, regenerating.
It's the position. It's in breach for 6 hours.
Yeah, it's a 6 hour labor. Okay, Mekitzit over here, the Bala Moilus, Turdlim Shah, I just heard Rashi Tesis and most Rishonim. The Bala Moilus, Turdlim Shah, and he's the only one. And the Rosh's son also has a different Shah, the son of the Rosh, who writes about it as well. They decide, I'm always talking about the dateline. And according to Bala Moilus, 6 hours is because he holds that six is very important, this is the Chazon Yishashita, that 6 hours east of Yerushalayim is the beginning of the day. We need somewhere. In order to call it, we need somewhere that it should be at least that when the Chedesh starts, it should be somewhere that it's not yet the day. So the whole day will be in the new Chedesh.
So further than 6 hours east.
Exactly.
Of the
so if Kedem Chatzais, we know that if it's Kedem Chatzais, we know that somewhere there that before the day starts is going to be. If it's before Chatzais, then 18 hours going to the west. Remember Golgis. You go 18 hours, according to Balmoyer, 18 hours to the west, 6 hours to the east. And 6 hours to the east, if you look at the line over there, that's his date line.
That's Australia, isn't it?
Is, yeah, Kalgoorlie over here, and it has Japan on the other side. That was the whole mice of Japan. Japan on the other side, it has Shanghai cut in the middle, and Kalgoorlie and a few other places. Philippines on the other side, and so on. That's the Balmoyer. So he says that if before 6 hours, the moon is... If it's before 12 o'clock and you go back 18 hours, it comes out that you'll have somewhere in the world at least 1 minute before 6 o'clock at night, before dark, the day before, it's ready Rosh Chodesh. So it'll be a whole day somewhere Rosh Chodesh. If it's after Chatzos, then everyone is already in this day. So you don't have a full day of Rosh Chodesh. That's the Balmoy's words. So according to Balmoy, the most talking about dateline. A lot of poskim decided that the Yerushalayim is the epicenter of the world. This is Tulshinsky's pshat and everything else, and they don't really bring in Yerushalayim. The only three Yerushalayim who talk about it is the Balmoir, the Kuzri, and the Rosh Hashan. But halacha is not brought down at all, which means it's totally ignored. And the Tulshinsky holds that Yerushalayim is the epicenter, so you got to go 180 degrees. If you go 180 degrees, it cuts through Siberia, and it cuts through New Zealand. Hawaii is on our side. And New Zealand is on our side.
That's Balakhsa. They'd have to be on an angle.
Oh, no, sorry. New Zealand's on the other side. New Zealand, 180 degrees, cuts Siberia. Hawaii's there. New Zealand is on American side. New Zealand's on American side.
That's then right. It would cut through the east of Australia.
No. It goes in the border. Off Australia the goes off the coast, but New Zealand's on the other side. I have a picture of the map there. Where's that head? And New Zealand would be an American side. That would be. Right now, Hawaii is the last place that keeps Shabbos.
According to the Balamoyos, within the same areas of Shabbos, not that behind.
The Chazonish's Chiddush was. What's his Chiddush?
Off the east coast of Australia.
Yeah, that. And the problem with Chazonish, besides that, except the halacha, the problem really is that you never find that the Roy follows a Miat. If you look in the landmass, it goes through Kalgoorlie. It's about a sixth of Australia is on that side, and 5/6 on this side. The Rosh's son writes that it's nonsense to have in to cut something and to have one person on one side of the street keeping one day, and the person on the other side of the street keeping another day. That's what he writes.
Mm. You'd have to have the whole country in one.
He disagrees the whole concept. So he, in order to fix that up, says nigger. But the nigger is the rave after the miad, rather than the miad after the rave. Schleps along, drags along. You ever drag along and a pull and a.
Yes, it could be that on this side like that.
But you're living in the same city.
it's
a joke.
It's Shabbos for you and across Hoppers Street. Street.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
It's actually interesting. The
you go across the street and have a smoke and come home again and then Shabbos with, make kiddush.
But now the thing is moved. There are a whole lot of people who are chishes for you.
Only people follow Chazon Ish.
They don't go to Phillip Island exactly on a Sunday because it's off the east coast.
So, well,
they don't fly on Sunday morning.
Actually, what happened then was,
according to that shita, you can go to St Kilda Beach on Shabbos and go out into the water and do what you like. It's Malachi, so it's Shabbos. You're over the line.
Well, if you don't want to have Shabbos, have a yacht in the water there, and then Friday night you go on the yacht, and then Monsieur Shabbos come back on land. You never have a Shabbos. What actually happened was, in Japan, they wrote a letter to the Imre Emes. And even if he didn't bother answering, Chazanish got a hold of the letter. He never wrote to him. He got a hold of the letter, so he wrote, and that's how he became so famous. If the Imri Ems would have answered, this whole thing would never have happened. It's all the Gedder fault. That's what happened. The Imri Ems didn't bother answering that letter when they went to Japan there. Oh, let's finish Gemara. It's late. Now, this is an interesting Gemara here. I'm not sure why, but they want to ask a question here. You said before, Tzodesh Laila V'Yom Min HaChodesh. You need 24 hours of the night. Minolan, how do you know that you need night followed by day? Maybe it's day followed by night. Aluchayda, we always say, he added by Yivoykin. He doesn't bring that as a raya. Go like this. How do you know that the Bayid, by our Yom Tevim, 24 hours, is night followed by day? He brings two rayas, and neither of them is he added by Yivoykin. I don't know why. So I was looking up a old Mufasha, I couldn't find anybody talking about it. Anyway, he's like this. Rabbi Yechon says, it says, Me'erev, by Yom Kippur, it says, Me'erev ad Erev. It says that you should start the fast from evening and go to the next evening. So what does that prove? That night is followed by day. Rav Shlokh is about ad yom, by Pesach it says, ad yom ha'echad v'esim l'chaydish. You should eat matzah, shivas yom, it says that you should eat ad yom ha'echad v'esim l'chaydish bo'erev until the 21st by night. That means the day is the end. Day follows the night. My benai, what's the chiluk, which pasuk you learn from? Abaye, a big difference. Abaye says, mashmoy, just push the mashmoys. Rav Amar, I guess we're looking for halacha rather than just a historical piece. Right? Here, Avayka is just telling you history, but here we have halacha. Zadi and Kippur, this is showing you api halacha. Day follows night. Rav says, Chatzos Laila Ika Benayu. What do you mean Chatzos Laila? If you follow Yom Kippur, it starts from beginning of night, so we know night followed by day. But if you start from Pesach, matzah, we know that during the rest of Pesach, you don't have to eat matzah. The only time you have to eat matzah is the first evening night. Of first night of Pesach. But it stops at 12 o'clock at night. But the first 6 hours is a chiyib, erev toichel matzah. When does the Rishus kick in? Only after Chatzos. So really, if you learn from the second pasuk, when does night really begin from Hapi Halacha? Chatzos. So according to the second opinion, night is like the Goyim Lahavlu. Because the goyim start the day 12 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, unbelievable. So this is like the goyim.
So the chiyav achilas matzah on the first night.
It's erev toichel matzah.
Is the chiyav. Or is it the al matzah merev toichel? You're chlubu. When you have the carbon, you have to have all the matzah.
Both. And then all the rishis shiva is talking about. Two different chiyuvim. One chiyav.
Is the atzmi of matzah.
Yeah. That's right. However, okay. Every time you have a suffix about a month, whenever you have a suffix when Yom Tov is, add another day the following day. Let's say you don't know exactly if let's say it's El, you don't know if El was 30 days or 29 days, so you make Sukkot the 15th, make a 29 day month, make your Chedesh the first day, and then a second day, so you have the 15th day and the 16th day, but not the 14th and 15th. Why don't you make it the 14th? Then maybe the month of Adar, because remember, maybe the month of Adar also was only a 29 day month. So therefore, it's 2 days early, and therefore it should be the 14th. Maybe you got both months wrong. They had 2 months in a row that were 29 days. Somehow or another, word would have got around. I'm not exactly sure how. Levi equal above Levi was Kate Bubble, the Chatzim Tishrei on the 11th day of Tishrei. He came to Bubble 11th day of Tishrei, and interesting, in Bubble, they for them it was in Kippur, and at Yisroel, it was already Mitzrayim Kippur, it was the 11th day. You know, it was a big machlekes between Ben Meir and Rapsad Yagon. For 3 years, they had a big fight on how to make the calendar when Yom Kippur was and Shonim was. There was a wedge, all the people kept Yom Kippur one day, and Bubble kept another day, till Rapsad Yagon, that's how he became famous. He was 18 years old, and he wrote this long, famous letter. So here we have the same thing here, that Levi in Eretz Yisrael, for them, it was 11th day of Tishrei, but in Bubble, for some reason, they thought it was Yom Kippur. So when he came in, Amadi said, Bosim Tavshila de Bavloi b'yayim arav d'marav. Look at that, they're enjoying the fattening of the Tavshilim here, beautiful sweet bread, while we are all fasting in Eretz Yisrael. Amadi lay, so they said to him, Asid, so they said to him, testify. So come up here, testify for everybody that says Yom Kippur, so we'll stop eating. He said, I cannot testify because I didn't hear. I left before the Bezen actually said Mekudesh. Exactly. Therefore, even though this month was a 30-day, the El was a 30-day El, and it was a 30-day El, that's when your Kippur is 11th day. And the people in Bubble, we learned before, actually said that most years was a 29 days, so they were allowed to rely on the fact that it was 29 days. They didn't make a second Yema. But to happen this year, it was a 30-day. And even though Gemara said before, from the times of Bezen, it never happened. Here, it happened right here. And he couldn't say that because I didn't hear from a Bezen. So question. The famous question is, the fact that this is Yom Kippur, what are you playing games for? If it is really Yom Kippur, how can you let the people continue eating? So you didn't have a Bezin B'Kudosh, but you're letting them eat. So he answers that it's an amazing teretz. Since we learn by what comes to Rosh Chodesh, you're allowed to make a mistake, atem, even b'shegig, even b'mezid. So atem, even make a mistake. So even though Netzisrael didn't make a mistake, if Bavli made a mistake, we allow that as well. And that's an unbelievable chiddush. The mistake usually means that the Bezdin, who has the right to decide what Rosh Chodesh is, they made a mistake. Here the Bezdin didn't make a mistake. A country, another country, which has no right to decide when Rosh Chodesh is, or Netzisrael, made a mistake and says it's acceptable. It's amazing. And what's the base of that? On what basis is that? That's what he says here. And I'll tell you tomorrow.